Welcome to Girls with Dogs, a podcast by two dear friends who bonded over their love of dogs and blogging. We used to have these chats each week, now we record them for you. Thanks for joining us this week, and now on to the madness.
You can read my expressions.
Hello, 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 everyone. Welcome to another episode of Girls with Dogs. This is Kimberly, the blogger behind Keep the Tail Waggy, and I'm here with my dear, dear friend, Kathy, the blogger behind Groovy Golden Doodles, and we are Girls with Dogs. It's kind of Girls with Dogs after dark, but I'm drinking water.
Okay, it's fine. I think people are happy to see that you've changed your beverage for once.
What's it usually?
Trying to do 80 ounces a day. Oh, but we are joined today by Tim Minchin of WinPro. And this is, it's not a funny story. I was going to say, this is a funny, it's not a funny story at all.
You can make it funny.
I could try. I met Tim, well, everything is 100 years ago because of the past 4 years. So, because I don't know time anymore, but probably 2017, 2018, around then.
Yeah, 2018, maybe 2019.
Yeah. And it was, I just know that when I got the email about WinPro, my first instinct was to just ignore it because I get emails from brands all the time. But I had a dog, Sydney, who had mobility issues because of a partial cruciate tear. And I thought about it and I was talking to my friend Scott Marshall of Raw Feeding 101. And we're, you know, he's like, oh, I think I got an email too. And I was like, I don't know if I'm going to. Then I was just like, you know what? Let's just figure that I'll check it out. We talked, you and I, told me about this product. You sent it to me within 48 hours. And I took video. It was probably the first time I actually took a video and was smart enough to do this because I was just, I didn't expect anything. I had tried so many joint supplements over the years. And was always let down. So I took a video to show how bad her mobility was. And within 48 hours, I had a video of her running out of the house. She was counter surfing. And then it was like one of those where, you know, there's the honeymoon period of a new supplement where for the first week or so, they're doing so great. 3 months later, I would get people like, well, how's it still going? And I would just post another video of her running and playing. And until she passed away in 2020, she was an active dog and she was on WinPro the entire time. So thank you.
That's amazing to hear. I mean, that's really the mission behind what we do is, you know, we could say it in 100 different ways, but it's really, we want them to keep doing the things they love to do for as long as they can possibly do them, you know, and maintain that relationship and just be able to, at their best, you know, a 17-year-old dog's best is different than a 2-year-old's dog's best, but there is a best for the 17-year-old dog. Yeah. And we want to help them find that best, I guess.
Absolutely.
It's kind of the way we look at it.
I have a senior dog now, a 10-year-old Zoe, and she takes, I mean, they think these are treats. And so I give her WinPro. I give all of them the WinPro, but I mainly buy it for her. Just so that I know that she is getting that extra, because she still loves to go for, she's not as fast as she used to be, but she still loves to go for walks and she loves to explore. And I want her to be able to enjoy that pain free. And sometimes, you know, I'll take her with friends and we'll go on a pack walk. And we try to do that once a week. I go to my friend's property and I walk my dogs and their dogs, and we just all walk all around the property, and it's up steep hills and everything. And she doesn't keep up with the other dog. She walks right by my side, but she is right there through the entire walk. And I'm happy to say the first time we went, she was sore for a couple of days, but she hasn't been since.
And yeah, so awesome. And we just got a testimonial the other day. And I guess that's why 17-year-old dog is in my mind. But it was from somebody that basically was like, hey, I'm hiking with my dog again. Actually, the title of the review was I'm hiking with my dog again. Mm-hmm. And she was really honest. And she's like, I'm not doing 10 miles, but we're doing 1 to 2 miles.
Yeah.
And she wasn't doing that before. So I'm just so grateful for that 1 to 2 miles that we have back, because before she started on our hip and joint product, the 1 and 2 miles wasn't available. So I thought that was kind of cool. Cause you know, if it's 10 or 1 or 2, it's still time spent, which is amazing, I think.
So let's go back to the beginning, because I really think that this is such a special product and I know why it's special, but can you tell us how this came into be? You know, what is, you know, the porcine plasma and how that goes into helping our dogs, and why you guys have a supplement that doesn't, like so many others, doesn't have green lip muscles.
Right. Well, so I'll kind of give you a little background about Bill, our founder, if that's okay.
Sure.
Because I think it's an interesting story. So he grew up in the 60s in small town Iowa, like Algona, Iowa. And he had an older brother, and he would kind of be a little bit bullied by his older brother's friends. He felt kind of like just it wasn't a great time in his life. And then his dad brought home this Australian Shepherd mix named Yankee. And from that moment on, Yankee would ride with him to school, meet him after school, ride with him home. He makes a joke of they both saved each other's lives. Like he there was a rabid rat that was chasing him on his bike that Yankee attacked. And then Bill pulled a dog bone or a chicken bone out of Yankee's mouth and saved Yankee's life. And we laugh. He's like, we were connected in the only way that two strays could be connected. And so that really was the start of his love, like unparalleled love for animals. And he eventually went to work in the consumer food world, found his way into a company called APC. And at the time, APC had been using plasma in all of the feed species, whether it's poultry, cattle, all the livestock, in order to improve the benefits, the health benefits of the feed animals. But they wanted to create a product for performance racehorses. And performance racehorses, I don't know if you guys know, but they're one of the hardest stressed animals on the planet. And what happens with them is if they get too stressed, they have a situation where it's called bleeders. They bleed through their nose. And what they found out is that is stress, inflammation. And so they wanted to create a product that would help that. And plasma, and I'll give you a little background on why plasma, but Bill saw the amazing impacts of plasma on the performance racehorse world. And he was terrified of horses. So he's in this stable. He's got 5 dogs at home, and he just decided, wait a minute, like, what if this science works for canines? How much happier would I be bringing that to the canine world? Because he really had no necessarily affection towards horses, but he was a crazy dog person. So 5 dogs at home, scared to death at the stables. And so he made that leap of faith into the canine world. And the science behind WinPro, which I think is super interesting because I'm in Iowa and the science comes from Iowa State University up in Ames, Iowa. We all know Caitlin Clark now in Iowa City, but we're in Ames, which is the Cyclones. And back in the 80s, they were having a really terrible mortality rate when they would wean piglets. And so they tried environmental changes, nutritional changes, and they just couldn't quite solve that problem. And so the smart scientist guy at the time who was working on this plasma matrix, spray dried plasma, he said, let's sprinkle this on the food, see what happens. Cause I want to test a theory about plasma and inflammation. And the mortality rate dropped dramatically, like from 20% to less than 1% or something super insignificant. And what they discovered in that process was it was the stress of the situation that was causing so much inflammation that was creating the mortality issue. And once you normalized the inflammation or, you know, really reduce the inflammation, then the body, the system can heal itself essentially. And so plasma, in a very short, succinct way, is really nature's natural enemy against inflammation. And so what we do is we just take that science around plasma being the nature's best weapon against inflammation, and we put it in our products. And we have just chosen to believe, and because we've seen the results and we understand the science, that that is where we are best suited, is to focus on bringing that science through our products for the benefit of the health of dogs. And then now cats, actually, we just started to come out with cat products. And so we take plasma as the core ingredient, and then we just wrap around a couple ingredients that would support, a good result at whatever, kind of the condition is that we're focused on. And like hip and joint, for example, that is really the reason that I started working with Winpro. And it's kind of the same story that you had, Kimberly, was I had married into a long-haired Chihuahua. And I say that because I'm not a long-haired Chihuahua guy. I'm a big dog guy, but I married into one and I ended up loving that dog more than anything. Like, I just love that dog, but she hadn't jumped up and down on the couch for 3 or 4 years or the bed. And I had grown up in an area, and stop me if I'm talking too much. So no, if you want to interject, I had grown up and I have stretched all the ranges of pet parenting. You know, the dog is outside, period. Then the dog maybe gets some shelter underneath like a carport, period. And then maybe when it's super cold, the dog gets brought inside the house, but then back out. And then eventually we're sleeping with our dogs.
Yes.
Like, I've spanned all of those, generations. And so I really didn't get supplements for dogs. Like, it just didn't make sense to me. So the local investor here in Iowa, who was working with Bill to bring this product to market, said, "Hey, you should try this hip and joint product." It was still like in this silver pouch with just like black and white writing on it. And so I gave Roxy that after her, I think at the time it was like milk bone treats we were giving her. And within 15 days for her, she was jumping all over the house. And like the big, I think you've heard the story for sure, Kimberly, but the big aha moment for me was like, she could always do that. Like, logistically, she could always do that. She had all the right parts to her body to be able to make that same jump, but the pain and the discomfort was keeping her from making that choice. And so then new patterns are created. We pick her up, like, she doesn't do these things and new patterns. But the moment she got the inflammation reduced, she felt better. It was like she got her puppy legs back. But in reality, we just, the product just helped her return to normal and let her system kind of heal itself to give her best legs at that moment in time for her. And then I'm like, geez, how cool would it be to work with a company that had a product that, it doesn't work for every dog, but when it does, it can be transformational. And I think that's amazing.
Oh, absolutely.
Now, you just said something that is just so prevalent. And I love that you said it. It may not be for every dog. And I think that so many of us latch on to, I'm going down Kimberly's aisle right now, what we read on social media or what we see on a commercial or in a magazine. And, we just think this is it. This is the end all to be all. So thank you for putting that disclaimer out there, because when it doesn't work for your dog, that doesn't mean that this product does not work. Mm-hmm. It just means that metabolic makeup for your particular dog is just not the right candidate for Winpro. But I want to pivot from hip and joint to what I have great concerns over, and that is allergies. So I'm a doodle mom as well, and I have I live in Charleston, South Carolina, and I tell everybody that my state is just environmental hell for animals and even some humans. So it wasn't until we moved here that it became so bad that we had to start having Jack's get injections. And I've done a lot of things with some supplements, but I want you to walk me through the success rate that you've seen, heard of, or witnessed with your allergy supplements, because that's a very, very big interest for me.
Yeah. So that is our number one selling product. And the results that we see with that are pretty remarkable. We have constantly people like testimonials of, like, if you look at our website, you'll see testimonials. Mm-hmm. We just got one the other day that just wrote this out and said, I stopped Apoquil because of WinPro.
So can I just stop you right there?
Yeah, yeah.
And so I always speak on behalf of the millions of people that think like I do. I have a problem with testimonials. I'm gun shy of believing them.
Sure.
You know, it's almost like, who did we pay to go sit down for 8 or 16 hours and write this up? So your testimonials are real?
Oh, yeah. So here's a way to find out if testimonials are real or not. And I've learned this because I'm on the other side of it, right? Most testimonials that, like, our testimonials are extremely long most of the time. And that's because they've really experienced, if they're going to write a testimony about our product, it's because they've experienced a transformation and then they want to share that. It's not a testimony that says, hey, product works great, love it. It's like, here is where we were. Here's what we've done. Here is when we decided to finally give this other product that we thought was junk to a try. And this is the results. So every testimony that we have is 100% real. And I don't know if other companies do it, but you're kind of required by with the right software, we have to put up every testimonial, good, bad, in between. There's a lot of softwares that allow you to, you know, not put up the 1 stars or 2 stars and that kind of thing. But our company that we work with is we have to put up all the reviews. Okay. But I understand that skepticism. And that's really the biggest challenge in our business that we have, is everybody is claiming, like you said, Kathy, like, this is the end all be all. And they don't believe hardly anything that they read. But I do think that if you look at testimonials and then you look at some of, like, our testimonials, you'll see the difference in the length and the detail that people go into, because it's a real struggle and a journey. When they get to us, usually it's a journey that they've been through. And so they want to share that journey of the transformation. And they won't, if the reason they write a testimonial is because of that transformation. We don't have very many testimonials that are just like, hey, my dog likes it. Great.
I feel like I'm at the Baptist church where I have to raise my finger.
Yeah. So I grew up Baptist, by the way.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with that. You understood.
I'm used finger. To getting yelled at. So you just,
you understood that finger. That was it.
I did.
Hold on a second.
I did. Yelled at and fed.
I'm very interested in it. In layman's terms, explain the following: the spray dried blood proteins.
Yep.
And the plasma connection in the allergy formula that's going to reduce the inflammation.
Yeah. So plasma, the way plasma works is that, in the very scientific way, it inhibits the expression of pro-inflammatory cytokines. Now, inflammation is good, right? We need inflammation to alert the body to go heal. The challenge, and that can be anywhere. So, and take an allergy. That's an inflammation response in the skin. That's still inflammation. So the challenge that we have in today's day and age is that it's not that the body isn't working correctly to solve those. It's that it's overtaxed. So the stressors, chemicals, all the things that we have, maybe it's diet, especially, you know, diet, a bad diet, chemicals, stressors, those contribute to stress. Stress creates inflammation. If you're overstressed just from all these things, your body can't keep up with it. So all our product does is keep you normalized so that your body can actually fight the things that it would normally fight on its own regardless. So if you have a perfect diet and you have if you're able to regulate on your own all of the stress that is caused on you through your like good nutrition and diet and whatever your environmental is, you really don't need a product like ours, because you should be able to, the body should be able to heal itself. That's our real belief, is that the dog's body or the pet's body should be able to heal itself. We come in when whatever is happening, it's not able to do that. And so we just help it and then reduce the inflammation so that it can heal itself. We actually call it, the founder, I really believe he had a really great way to say it. It's like, our goal is just to return the dog to normal. Mm-hmm. And if we can do that, normal is perfect. And I think that that's really profound, really. If we can get any dog or cat to normal, there's nothing to boost. It's just, let's get them to normal, and then they'll heal themselves in all the different ways. Let's
get rid of the monster within.
Yeah. 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 It really is.
Well, everything you said explains the product line that you have, because, you know, that's basically what the main issues we see with dogs. It's gut health, it's allergies, it's joint health. You know, you have the dental sticks now. It makes sense, because, you know, they say that inflammation is the root of all disease. But if we can, and the calming, I forgot about the calming one.
Mm-hmm.
But if you, can deal with inflammation, you can deal with, you can prevent disease. And all of my dogs, I should say that I believe that they are on an excellent diet. You know, I make their food. I do a lot of work into making sure that I'm formulating a diet, but sometimes you can't cover everything. I mean,
right.
You know, you can diet can prevent, can make them age slower, but they're still going to age. They're still going to eventually slow down. And that's why I just really like having it on hand, because even though I do just buy these for Zoe, all my dogs get it. And because I figure, you know, they just get fewer, you know, everyone gets one.
Right.
Zoe gets two. And that's what works for them.
Yeah. And it's, I think it's amazing that we're able to treat them with something that actually has a benefit. Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What I love about it.
It's a functional treat, because my dogs, I mean, these are chewables. And what's interesting is that was another thing why I doubted that it would work, is because when you think of chewables, when you look at the ingredients of chewables, usually whatever is going to make it work is tiny, tiny amount, because most of the chewables is what makes it a chewable. So I was stunned that it worked, and it does. It continues. It's actually, I'm lucky, because it has worked for each of my dogs. Rodrigo, who passed last year, he was taking this until he passed. And today, you know, at first it was like, it was the supplement that I gave to the dog that needed it. Now it's just what they get.
Yeah. And that's an interesting point, because it's really hard to make these products, because plasma is not a ingredient that is, I would say, inactive. It's a very active ingredient. So a little bit of water, a little less water, like it makes a massive difference in the product. So I say it's really hard to make, because we put a dose in there that is beneficial to the dog. Mm-hmm. It's not a little, we're not trying to cut corners, I guess.
Right.
It's an expensive, very hard to make product for a reason.
What made you guys choose to make a chewable versus a pill or a powder?
So that was originally just because kind of when we started, there wasn't a lot of chewables. And we thought that was the perfect dosing mechanism at the time. And we still believe that, but we've kind of gone back a little bit to some products where we're making like the probiotic, we're making that a powder form, just because we're using that as more of a meal topper. Mm-hmm. Which has been amazing. But that's the form that kind of is the dog, and it's best for everybody. If it's palatable, right? Like nobody wants to deal with a pill. Like, oh my gosh, we had something with Daisy wrapping it in turkey. And then eventually like she just would not eat turkey. And then eventually she wouldn't eat anything because she was so like excited about like
poison me.
Right.
Like I'm not stupid.
Right. Or she gets spoiled. Like she wants that piece of sausage or something that you had to like hide it in. She's like, what are you giving me this thing for? I want something. I want like what you were giving me with the pill. Like, but she would find the pill and spit it out. Like it was. It was just a good form to be able to do that. And I think that we've been fortunate to be able to manufacture with very limited ingredients.
Yeah. And a question I get all the time, and I know I'm focusing more on the joint, but that's just only because that's the one that I have the most experience with. But I do love the calming one as well. But this is a supplement that I recommend to people who have dogs that have seafood allergies.
Mm.
So why did you guys choose not to put in greenlit mussels?
Well, because our promise, I guess I don't know necessarily the green lipid mussel promise, but our promise is based in the science of plasma, and we just don't need to add anything. We don't have to add it because it's trendy, I guess.
Yeah.
Our science is in plasma, and in green lipid mussel may be awesome, but we don't need it unless we're just trying to be trendy and put it on a label. And maybe we should be better at that stuff. I don't know. But our science is just, we follow the body of knowledge from the 80s on in every species. And that's what we kind of lean into.
Mm-hmm.
I like the pre and probiotic gel. I think that's really pretty snazzy that you have that. I guess my question is, and for those of you that don't know what in the world I'm talking about, there's this immediate gut health support that comes in an oral gel. And I see that you could buy them already, I guess they're pre-packed in the syringe. And then depending on the dog size and weight is determining how many clicks they get on the syringe. I like the fact that during and after antibiotic use, you know, this could be given to help kind of strengthen the gut. I think that's really, really important. My question is, how for an a big dog, how often would the dog get the gel and for how long? Or is this something that gets discussed with the veterinarian?
That's a really good question, Kathy. And without having that in front of me, I can't remember the exact dosage, but we have a dose on there for like big dogs daily.
You do. It says 4 grams as needed.
Okay. So,
but if I was going to use it because of antibiotic use, okay, do I do it before, during, and after, and then for how long?
So,
because that would determine whether I bought 1 or 6 syringes.
Yeah, that's a great question. I'm going to make a note to kind of like clarify that. But our answer to that would be before, obviously, exactly what you just said. But I would talk to your care provider about what are the signs that saying they're moving past any type of gut issues related to the antibiotics. I think that's a thing that we need to really clarify that because I've never thought of it from that angle. It just seems like I would know what that is, but that's not necessarily true in every case. That could be really confusing.
And this was, and let me go ahead and say, this was not a stump to chump kind of question.
No, it's a great question. I love
really
those.
Wasn't. But as not I'm looking at part. This, and because I wasn't doing that, but I look at it and I'm thinking, what just an incredible. It kind of reminded me of what you don't remember, but it's kind of like when you were given medicine as a child and you said it upset your stomach or whatever the case may be. There was always that grandparent or that aunt that wore the house coat that would just say, "Oh, give that baby some warm milk. Let that coat that stomach." And so when I was reading this, this is what I was thinking about. And I said, okay, this just sounds like a perfect thing to have on hand, not only just for the antibiotic use, but you talk about a high stress situation. We know we have a lot of dogs that freak out with the 4th of July. I deal with canines. That's a whole nother story. Trauma recovery. You know, you could have a dog that has just a diarrhea blowout, you know, yeah. And you're trying to like kind of help. And like you said, this is for immediate gut health. I see this as some kind of a Marvel comic superhero for the gut, you know,
yeah.
Get it in there.
It's like an alternative to giving your dog pumpkin. Cause I think a lot of people can probably relate to the fact that we're told to give our, you know, get the canned pumpkin if the dog is, but it never, you have, it just doesn't give you the benefit that you need.
Exactly.
Sometimes it works, but most of the time you're not getting what you need. But I
and then we also have to think about, and I often think that the amount of pumpkin for a big dog will just cause another blowout in reality.
Yeah.
You know, so like what's a tablespoon of pumpkin supposed to do? But yeah. So I like that product.
You know, the one use case that we see all the time, Kathy, that you just didn't mention is travel. When, you know, different waters and just stressful environment travel like that, that's a use case that people just, they love having it on hand to just kind of like boost that gut's protection during those random travel, water, competition, that kind of those moments.
Yeah. That's when people say, give them ginger.
Yeah.
Yes. I mean, it's like ginger. When it comes to the antibiotics, you know, I've heard mixed messages because my concern has always been, you know, are you supposed to give them, like one veterinarian told me, give the antibiotic in the morning, for example, and give the probiotic in the evening. But since the antibiotic is in the system, isn't it just killing off the probiotic that I'm giving it to them? So it's like, I think in that type of situation, that's where you would have the gut health chew. Where, you know, you want to basically, yeah, talk to your veterinarian and find out, you know, once the what's it called, the dosages, and once you're finished with the prescription. Yes, Bella, thanks for joining us. You start on with it. And maybe that's what you mean, Kathy, is just like having this really super boost in the beginning after you finish a prescription, and then you transition to just a normal supplement.
Or I can help a little bit, just a little bit on... Mm-hmm. The antibiotic in the morning. What I was told is that antibiotics do well in the system when the dog is, when it's in full movement. So it's the antibiotic, the movement, and the excess of water that they will drink during the course of the day that will spread that and break it up. You give a dog an antibiotic in the evening and they lay down, they're not going to drink as much water. And so now you're looking at maybe compounded issues. With that. So that's why they want you to do it in the morning. Aren't you impressed with that, Kimberly?
I am so impressed.
I'm super impressed.
Because I did not know that makes so much sense. I mean, thank you for sharing that. I'm very impressed.
Hashtag hot damn.
Hashtag hot take by Kathy.
So you have expanded your inventory of products since I first connected with you. Do you have anything coming on the horizon?
Yeah. So the two major changes for us in the last like year or so is that we came out with the functional dental sticks, which I was a super skeptic of because in my mind, dental sticks need to be hard to scrape things off teeth. But there's actually a really interesting body of science around bacteria in the mouth and inflammation and gum disease and how that, you know, if you can get the inflammation down, it makes a healthier mouth, which combats all those things. And it's been an amazing product. And we've had things that we don't do a lot in there for fresh breath. But people are constantly telling us that the breath is fresher and the teeth are whiter. So like Daisy, my dog gets, and you only have to do it a couple times a week, 2 to 3 times, because it's still got, you know, real plasma like power behind it. So it doesn't need to be daily. And so Daisy takes that. And then we have a meal topper in the powder form that she takes with prebiotics and probiotics. And that's made right here in Iowa, which is kind of cool, right down the road. And then We have the Remedy products that we're pretty familiar with. But then we also just came out with it had just finished production. So I'll send you some samples if you know anybody. Three products. We have a vet exclusive product called Plavet Plus. And that is a product that is supercharged with plasma IgG, IgA, albumin, serum, like at max doses for hip and joint.
Okay.
And then we have a feline meal topper with prebiotics and probiotics and a cat dental bite, which is really exciting because I did have a cat when I was younger, but I do not own a cat currently. But the challenges of keeping cats' mouths healthy is like a real thing.
Yeah.
And it's a pretty underserved market. So we're excited to bring the plasma science to the cat space and kind of see how that works. So if you know anybody that has cats, I would love to try out.
If my cat would take one, because keeping his teeth clean, it's work. I mean, that along with keeping his nails trimmed, because he is not a fan.
So I'll send you some so you can see if they'll take, because that's, we've done a lot of testing around palatability, because that's like the thing, right? They're like, they're super finicky a lot of times. And we've nailed something that we think that would be super palatable. So I'd love to send you some stuff.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
I have a question. There is, I noticed that you have bundles.
Yep.
So my question is, have you all thought or do you allow customers to personalize bundles?
Well, the answer is yes, we would allow that. We just haven't got the software figured out to do that. So is that something that you think would be really important for you?
Well, I think so.
Okay.
But I just didn't know. For instance, so if I wanted to put a bundle together, I think I would want to do allergy, gut health, and immunity, and let's just throw the hip and joint in there. But that's not offered together.
Right.
What if I wanted to do just a random three? And this is not a thing. I just didn't know. If you don't do it, then you don't do it. That's like me buying the advanced allergy bundle and then buying a third one separately. So it may not be cost effective for you as a company to do that. And that's certainly understandable. I was just asking.
I think another alternative is the recurring order.
Yeah.
That's what I do, but I just do it with the joint supplement. I do two of them.
But you can't switch up on the recurring order. Like if you were going to get a subscription and every 30 or 60 days, you continue to get, but it would be whatever you ordered. It wouldn't be an opportunity to get an email and then switch it up.
Oh yeah, that's true.
Yeah, but that's okay.
Yeah. That's good feedback, because I know that some people that you're able to do that. So we'll look at that. Cause I do think that could be a big deal.
I feel when this podcast is over, Tim's going to call Kimberly and say, who was she?
No,
he's probably just going to nerd out and figure out,
you're my type of person, Kathy.
Who was she?
I think, but you made me think about it, because originally we started with really pretty specific Remedy products, right? So that wasn't really a thing. But now that we have preventatives and remedies together, that really does make a difference in how the customer, kind of looks. So it's a good time to review that. So I'm glad that you brought that up and you put your finger up and you gave me a question to chump me out so that
combo. Imagine if you had a super duper healthy dog, a young dog, the recovery, the health and wellness, and the dental stick. That's a great bundle.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Why are you laughing at me, Kimberly?
I feel like Kathy's on. Just go ahead and I need to send Kathy a check for consulting.
I'm applying for a job. And then after you do that, let me tell you what you could do. You could go ahead and get you some little 3-chew sample bags. Go back to the vintage silver bags and throw that in there. and say,
I remember, oh gosh, I remember I used to have so many of those because remember every time you recommended them, you guys would give us free bags. And I had so many. I had a box just full of them for probably for a year. That's all I would do. I had the I had the calming. I had whatever the purple one was. It was like a recovery one. That was a calming, but there was,
yeah, that was a calming.
Orange one. That was the recovery.
Yeah, recovery.
I had the hip and joint. But yeah, I loved it.
I love those samples.
I reuse these containers for starters for my garden.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's a really good thing. Cause I've been trying to figure out how we can reuse some of those and be a little bit more sustainable on that. Because like I grew up where you use those to keep screws in your garage.
Yeah.
Like you screw the lid and then you screw those in. So
I got the idea from Johan.
Oh, yologist.
He does the
y'all
peanut butter.
Dating container. Yourselves.
And, oh my gosh.
And for sure. I was watching videos, you know, getting prepared for a gardening season this year. And people, instead of going and buying all the planters and stuff, they were actually buying storage containers. And they were just like, make sure just that it's made for food. And so now I'm not going to use storage containers because I have plenty of planters. But that's what gave me the idea of I have a bunch of seeds and I need to actually get this going this weekend. And so I've been saving these for the past year.
Oh my gosh, that's such a great idea.
I have tons of them. And it's a great size. And so I'm just going to do all my starters.
I wonder if we could sell it as a multi-benefit, allergy / starter garden container.
No, don't encourage her. Do not encourage her, please.
I want to just say to people who, if you're a customer, just rinse it and wash it out. These are not dishwasher safe. I tried that. It came out like, what were you doing? What were you even thinking? It was not dishwasher safe, but it is planter safe. So I have my soil. And so I'm going to go through and start building my soil.
For people unlike Kimberly, who, you know, has to cut up raw food, it also looks like it would be a great food traveling container. For that treats too. Or, you know, when you're driving and you want to just be able to put something in there for them. So, yeah, it looks like it would be great. It looks like it serves multiple purposes other than the dishwasher.
And if you want to get fancy, and this is my last tip, and I know people can't see, but
do not say you're going to decorate it.
I get spray paint and you just take it. I take it outside and I spray paint the outside and I've turned them into little, like where you can, I have them upstairs where they have, you know, for my makeup brushes,
stop,
for my hair scrunchie. Yeah.
Stop.
For jewelry. I have been a customer for a really long time.
That is so awesome.
It's just like,
so awesome. We should have an insert for ways to be more sustainable.
You do
with
not
our
need
time.
To throw
do you remember,
away.
Do you talk about the finger in church? Do you remember when your grandmother would say, "Stop embarrassing me"? She said, "Kimberly Elizabeth, stop embarrassing me." Tim, here's what I would love to do. I would love to go ahead and put you on the spot and see if we can get you to come back after we have tried some new products and, you know, kind of kept up with what we've seen going on. Because I think that this is, you've really, really grown in terms of the different types of products that you have out there to help so many people. I would love for us to be able to come back on and talk again. Is that possible?
Yeah, I would love it. Okay. Absolutely love it.
Okay. Maybe Kimberly will even let the video air. Who knows? We can keep hope alive.
I'm game, Kathy. I'm game. Like, I am game.
We can keep hope alive. So, well, is there anything you'd like to say before we shut the recorder off?
Yeah.
No, I just want to thank you guys for allowing me to be on here. I don't take that lightly. So I really, really appreciate it. And then I know that Anna, our marketing manager, has set up a coupon code specific for your audience. If you want to share it with them, I can send it over it and you can put it in the show notes or whatever makes
perfect.
The most sense.
Yes.
Yeah. Perfect. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. We can go ahead and set something up. I'll put something on my website. But it was really, really great to talk to you. Very, very informative podcast for me. And as you can tell, I did my research.
Yeah.
And I scanned your website.
You made me better, Kathy. So thank you. Huh? You made me better. So I appreciate that.
Well, you know, so Kimberly and I, although we are very similar in some ways, we are very different, but we respect the differences. And I always say when we get to talking about supplements and things of that nature, we've got Kimberly is kind of like at A, and I'm at Z, and I'm okay at Z because I'm representing a hell of a lot of people that are like at Z. So I'm always saying, let's break this down, you know, in layman terms so that we have a better understanding. And, you know, I just kept seeing this continuity with plasma. And I was like, what is going on with the plasma? I got to know. And you broke it down and you explained it well. And I'm very, very interested in some of the products. So thank you so much for spending this time with us. I really appreciate it.
Well, I appreciate it very much too. Thank you.
All right. Well, bye, Gracie.
Goodbye, Gracie.